Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. With just 3 days to go until he assumes the presidency, U.S. President-elect Barack Obama has embarked on what could be called the ride of a lifetime. He started in Philadelphia on a symbolic train trip to the nation's capital. The journey retraces President Lincoln's 1861 trip from Philly to D.C. to assume the presidency. All right, we're keeping a close eye on this. Investigators are trying to recover the flight data recorders from the half-submerged plane that crashed in the Hudson on Thursday. You may remember they're planning to fish the wreckage out of the icy river using giant cranes later on this afternoon. Divers are also searching the bottom of the river for one of the plane's engines, which is believed to have fallen off during the crash. The prime ministers of Russia and Ukraine are meeting in Moscow in hopes of resuming gas shipments from Russia to Europe. A dispute over pricing between the two countries has left millions of people in Europe without gas to heat up their homes. The crucial gas supply has been cut off now for 11 days. At least 7 Americans are among the injured in Kabul, Afghanistan. A suicide bomb devastated the area around the German embassy overnight. The U.S. military says 6 service members were wounded, 3 of them seriously injured. One American civilian was also injured in that blast. 2 Afghan civilians died in the blast. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.